To the Batmobile.
Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Holy smokes, Batman. It's Gaggle of Geeks with
Blake Howard
and Sophie Lai.
Good morning, Blake Howard of Graffiti with Punctuation.
Good morning, Soph. Good morning, geeks. Happy beautiful Saturday morning in Sydney.
Oh, it's so good to have you back for our weekly geekly.
Oh, yeah. Look, guys, I'm really sorry. Lots of hiatuses, lots of dressing like Taika Waititi to attend friends' weddings. Things happened.
Yes.
I wasn't able to be here, but the geekness has rolled on.
It has.
For Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
And because you're drowning in billboards with Iron Man's face on them and Captain America's delicious beard,
Mm-mm-mm.
We're going to go to DC this morning.
Yeah, next week's going to be a Marvel bonanza. So I'm glad we're doing this DC thing first.
Yeah, we're kind of like, you know, the national broadcaster who has to like play fair. You know, you give the each political party their go. We're going with DC because next week is a Marvel bonanza, as I said.
And it's a weird week for DC.
Oh my God.
You have like really great news and then really what the hell news.
Yeah, like guys, so number one, we'd love, you know, this is our 10-minute version of Gaggle of Geeks. We'd love you to check out our 2SER Gaggle of Geeks podcast. It's linked up there. You can just search Gaggle of Geeks on iTunes. You can find us. Always, you know, our little snippet of the show is here on, Saturday mornings. So hot right now with Soph. And one story that flagged this week that we talked a lot about in the podcast, but we wanted to talk again about was Cathy Yan, who's this young independent Asian American filmmaker who has just been reportedly attached to a second Harley Quinn film. And what that means is they're kicking out the idea of another Suicide Squad film. They're going Harley herself, and it's looking like it could potentially be the Birds of Prey movie, which would then kick off a couple of characters, which would then potentially go and run into their own projects. Like, for example, you know, Barbara Gordon's Batgirl, Poison Ivy, Catwoman, Katana, and Huntress, depending on which version of Birds of Prey that you're familiar with.
Mm. Now, I'm really hoping it's, you know, the one you just mentioned by Gail Simone, because, oh, that was a fantastic run.
Yeah.
If you haven't read it, find it in your local comic book store, Gail Simone's Birds of Prey. Excellent reading.
Gail Simone is a phenomenal writer just in general. So anything Gail Simone, you're never really going to go wrong. But the cool thing is Cathy Yan has just made a movie called Dead Pigs, which won a best dramatic ensemble at the Sundance Film Festival. And so it actually hasn't received a distribution deal yet. So we don't know too much about when it's going to come out for us to check it out. But clearly the buzz is there. The fact that it won an ensemble award is promising. And it's really good. Like DC have kind of taken one of the smart moves out of the Marvel playbook, if you like, of hiring really phenomenal directors that have really unique voices and trying to tap into some of their creative magic. And in the last couple of films, you know, we've seen Patty Jenkins with Wonder Woman, mm-hmm. We've got James Wan coming up with Aquaman, we've got Ava DuVernay coming over with New Gods, and now we've got Cathy Yan diving into Suicide Squad 2 or Harley Quinn or Birds of Prey or whatever it turns out to be, but it looks like a solo Harley Quinn movie at this stage. So some cool stuff happening in DC.
Oh, and even more interesting, the script's going to be penned by Christina Hodson, who is working on the Batman script as well.
Yeah, Christina Hodson. Again, like when Joss Whedon jumped off of Batgirl about a month or two ago now, you know, there was an outpouring of a whole bunch of amazing talent that came out and said, look, I want to write this script. And Warner Brothers met with a whole bunch of people. So again, another lass in charge. And so it should be, you know, in charge of Batgirl, because there's so many great Batgirl stories and so many amazing female creatives that would like be jumping up and down to adapt it. So sounds really great.
Yeah. Ladies and like people of color. It is.
So from a really life affirming, you know, really hopeful story about people of color being involved in Warner Brothers and sort of them cross pollinating that universe again, making it a bit more dynamic and vibrant, we go to one of the goddamn weirdest stories I've seen.
Oh.
I reckon in maybe a year of doing this podcast, like in the last year, there hasn't been. Now,
so-
there have been variations of this headline going around, but you know, one of my mine and So's big news recommendations is Dark Horizons, which is an Australian-based movie news website run by our friend Garth Franklin. And his title for this story is "Smallville Actress Arrested Over Sex Cult."
And that's pretty much most like what everyone's written, pretty much. And you go to The Guardian, it's Smallville actor arrested in connection with sex cult. News.com, Smallville actress also arrested in association with sex cult. So, yeah, everyone has sex cults in pretty much all their headlines. So not just Dark Horizons.
No. But, oh, my God, Alison Mack, mm-hmm. a Smallville actress, and this is the first time hearing of it, and Soph knows a little bit more about it, was part of a sex cult known as Nexium, I believe is the pronunciation, Soph, you said. But it's spelled, in all caps, N-X-I-V-M. Mm. And she apparently was last seen chasing the cult's leader, Keith Raniere, as cops hauled him away because they were hiding out in Mexico. He's been extradited to the United States. And it started, I mean, look, seriously, cults are in, like, sex cults and weirdness are just on the tip of everyone's tongue at the moment. Because Wild Wild Country's on Netflix at the moment, blowing people's minds with the Rajneeshi sort of weird self-help sex cult, you know, that happened in the United States and internationally with Bhagwan there. And now, like, this one just popped up and I heard nothing about this, but you knew more about this before me, so if you've heard about this before.
Yeah, so when he was arrested, that was like 3 months ago, and that's when everyone's like, what is this cult? And it started off like as a self-help kind of group where, you know, you have people coming in and he would try and like lure in actresses so they can be mentors and be like, yes, this is all self-help and wellness, that kind of jazz, which then escalated into a sex cult like most of them end up doing.
Can we just say the way that Soph just said self-help and wellness was as creepy as you could possibly say it. Like, it was like she leaned into the microphone, self-help and wellness. All right. So when people say that creepy phrase to you, you know that it might have sex cult undertones. And what's even crazier, so Kristen Kreuk, who was Lana Lang in the Smallville series, Battlestar Galactica actress Nikki Klein was also in this group. But apparently, like, this is what the crazy thing about Alison Mack is. Not only is, you know, this Smallville actress, like, right in the center of this sex cult, and in doing sort of their more weird and perverted things, she actually allegedly came up with the idea that they are branded near their groin if they're part of this sex cult and had a nickname. So what was her nickname?
Pimp Mac.
Pimp Mac.
Oh my gosh. Like, was Chloe Sullivan, who was always talking about there's all these weird and weird stuff happening in Smallville, and we have a wall of weird. She's like spot bang in the middle of it now.
Yeah, she's sex cult branding people.
Oh my god!
So that next Smallville rewatch for y'all is going to be very interesting. So enjoy. It's going to definitely inspire me to go back and watch a few episodes, that's for sure. And any YouTube boffins out there who are fans of Gaggle of Geeks, if you know any sort of Chloe supercuts that we can find on YouTube, I'd really be interested in checking that out.
Yeah, but she faces up to 15 years in prison.
Yeah, I mean, they had 160,000 people in this group that started out as, you know, all these cults, it starts out with a charismatic dude and, you know, and the guise of self-help, and then occasionally, you know, free love, and then it becomes psychopathic. Like, it literally, it's the same, it's almost archetypal. It's just really weird to see that people just continue to fall in the same traps. But I think it's like, I don't know, it's a bit of a weird sign of our times, right? Because, you know, what happened sort of post Vietnam and then post World War II in the United States and sort of now is where these things are starting to reemerge, or at least awareness of them are, is after these big, huge, significant cultural milestones or wars or things like that, people are looking for answers. People are looking for something, you know, and maybe traditional religion doesn't offer it. And then these weird vultures come in with like, oh, self-help, well-being, and then like turn into manic, maniacal sex cults. Look, so it's just weird.
They target the vulnerable at their lowest points, and that's how they get them. Suddenly it's like from one person to 200 and they have their own cult. It's insane. But it's just really amazing that someone who was, you know, relatively successful fell into this trap and then decide to be, yep, I'm going to start branding people and starving them and making them ultimate sex slaves.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's not, lest we forget that the biggest movie star in the world is part of a cult. I think that that
your fave.
I think we could just move right on.
Your fave.
Move right on. We all know. But yeah,
he who shall not be named. Is that what we're calling him now?
Yeah, we're just not going to talk about it. It's been done. Alex Gibney's documentary. Just seek it out. Alex Gibney's documentary. You'll know what. You'll know where it's at. You know who we're talking about.
Oh, but Blake, that is such a weird week. Like, great news and then really weird news for Gaggle of Geeks.
It's just breaking. Weird stuff.
Weird.
But welcome back to some weird.
I know. Such great fun. But if you want more fun, the podcast, because I managed to prod you into another rant.
Oh, my God. She did, guys. She goaded me into it. Started talking about Ron Howard comparing Solo and saying it was inspired by Heat and Thief, and I went down a rabbit hole.
It was great. Angry. All I did was just like two little pros, and suddenly Blake.
What you guys don't see is that Soph prods all quietly, all super innocent, and then just sits there with this grin on her face like, I did it again. I dragged him down. I knew he was going to do it. But yeah, no, so a bit of fun. Have a listen.
Yeah.
If you want some more weekly, geekly in longer form.
Well, Blake, so glad to have you back. Catch you next week for the Bonanza. That will be Infinity War.
Infinity War. See some of you geeks on our Tuesday night midnight screenings for Infinity War. Soph and I will be there trying to coordinate a place to do that. But have some fun and have a great week. Thanks, Soph.
Thanks, Blake. Bye.
Bye.